KJO time is 9:30, almost 2, and it's time to put a spotlight on something special in the community, and many, many hearts will be blessed by this upcoming ministry feature. And in the house, one of our original family members here. My, how you've grown, Carrie Olson.
Oh, geez, yeah. It's grown, hopefully, in wisdom.
You have done that, sir.
Yeah, not the midsection, hopefully.
No, you look great. You look a heck of a lot better than I did when I joined the team almost 23 years ago.
Man.
You were already well-established on the sister station KLDR as a young jock and program director and a sports guy on the sideline and on your way to being a school teacher and a minister and many other things in the community.
It's been fun. I've been super blessed, man. What a great place to live and great organizations to be a part of.
Thank you. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
It's just been so good knowing your history since you were just a wee lad. And it really is a kick for me. Now I get to call myself an older guy, even though if I don't look in the mirror, I still feel pretty young.
That's right.
If I don't take a step, I feel young too.
That's right. Same. Yep.
Yeah. But it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And thank you for really taking one for the team and the hearts of all in this community and taking your calling and going as far as you can with. And you're always stepping into another place where the Lord leads you. And I think Game Changers is something special. Give us a little background history.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, super grateful for Grants Pass Broadcasting and KJO and you for letting us share what we've got going on. Started a few years ago. I've shared before Game Changers, really just trying to inspire and encourage and equip men to be leaders in their communities and not sit back passively, not be guys that are complaining and or just throwing their hands up and, oh, well, you know, but really like taking a proactive measure and finding opportunities to really change the game. And so we bring in speakers every couple months that have really been game changers in whatever field that they're in.
Sure.
And Victor Marx is coming. Many people have seen his story online. There's a Netflix documentary about his life. He's got a lot of YouTube videos. He's been on several podcasts. They're always one of the most viewed podcasts out there. So we're really excited that Victor Marx is coming this Sunday, April 27th at 6 p.m. Overcame a ton as a kid. Some of the worst situations of abuse I've ever heard of as a kid, but he overcame it all. His dad worked counterintelligence for the CIA, had PTSD, and took a lot of it out on the kids and the wife, but he grew up, overcame all of those circumstances. Marine, does prison outreach for youth.
Wow.
Goes into prisons all over the world and shares with kids that their life's not over. Like there's a chance for them, that they still have hope, that they can change the course of their life. And he also fights against human trafficking. So the Victor Marx story, if you haven't heard it, just incredible. Been married with his wife now 35 years. Their kids are kind of into that adult stage of life now.
And, sure.
Just an incredible life, and he's done some amazing things, and we're really, really blessed to have him come share with the men of Southern Oregon.
I think it's going to be a great turnout.
Yeah.
I know we've shamelessly promoted it. We're doing that right now.
Thank you.
But
yeah.
for a very special end.
Yeah.
And I've known people in my lifetime that you just thought, well, you just knew they were headed down a wrong path.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are the ones that come back and become amazing individuals.
Totally.
And that's what this ministry is all about.
That's right.
Now, Edgewater Christian Fellowship, I've known all about it when it first started. You were one of the original members of Edgewater when we used to meet over there at Fruitdale School.
Yeah.
And loved everybody there and where everybody came from. There's a story behind that, too, but it is a story of redemption in this community.
Yeah.
And that's how Edgewater started and became what it is today.
Yeah, that's so true.
And and one of the things that I'm impressed, I love all of our good Christian brothers and sisters here. We have quite a community
at
all of the individual churches, and you've been more a part of more than one of them, as I have been more of an observer and a friend to so many. But I love seeing something come up and become a uniter, and that's what Edgewater has done with three full generations of people.
Yeah.
I
appreciate that. That's true. Yeah, that's good to hear from the outside, because sometimes we get tunnel vision, and that's a good reminder.
That's what I observe. I have friends. I have friends from little teens who come in and talk about it to folks that are even older than me.
Oh, that's great.
That absolutely are heartened by and lifted by all in the family there. So
I appreciate
this is
that.
Another very important outreach. So appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. One of the things I say all the time, we're so fortunate that we're multi-generational.
Mm-hmm.
So many churches just kind of have their niche and we get the broad spectrum. I get to learn from people older than me and younger than me, and the young people get to learn from the old people, and the old people get to be encouraged by the young people. And so Edgewater has been a special place for that. And this ministry, is geared for the men. Any boy 10 on up want to come with their dad or grandpa Perfect. Or uncle, they're welcome to come. It's a really hopeful story that he's sharing. He has some challenging things that he's been a part of, but his message is one of hope. So
you bet hope yeah. and how you can deliver that hope in your life.
That's right.
Or
yeah.
it will be delivered.
That's right. Yeah.
Does take that step of faith. And yep. I love that you'll invite the young kids.
Yeah.
I think I would have been primed for that as a young kid with my dad to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was fortunate to have really good parenting from
yeah.
older folks. I was born into their midlife.
Yeah.
And dad was a World War II veteran, but I had gentle spirits in both of them
uh-huh.
and very much love from them and very much strength that
yeah.
I observed growing up.
Yeah.
And they also showed me who Jesus was.
Didn't, Amen.
Didn't
that's great.
Hurt a bit.
That's kind yeah. of the key there, huh?
But I do like hearing that you invite young boys to
yeah.
with
yeah.
with their dads.
Yeah.
And I was listening to one of your last promos of the last one we had
uh-huh.
a couple of months back. And your message, I just happened to be catching it on Sunday when you talked to the ladies about, they were saying, hey, how come we can't come?
Yeah, yeah. You
know, that was pretty
we're
good.
We're working on something for the ladies.
But it was still good. And I like, you did pretty good walking that tightrope.
Yeah.
And went ahead and showed the video for them so they could see what they were missing.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I do catch some flack from them. But,
yeah, I knew you would.
You know, the guys got to be encouraged too. So.
You got it.
Yeah.
You're forgiven. I'll tell
Thank
you that.
Thank you. All I
right.
appreciate that.
Such a kick to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Give us the date, times, and all of that right
this Sunday, April uh-huh. 27th. Food will be served at 5 o'clock when you sign up. You're going to get a good meal. 6 o'clock, we will start the event.
Okay.
This Sunday, Edgewater, Victor Marks.
And asking for $15, was it?
Just $15, yep.
Okay.
All right.
And if you bang on the door, somebody will pay that $15 for you?
Yeah, you might be able to find a scholarship or a buddy, or
just
if you're a young person, yeah.
I have
yeah.
a feeling. I know how it
yeah.
works there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't keep it a secret.
Yeah.
All right. Glad you're not.
Thank
Gary,
you.
Thanks for working here hard, too.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Glad you've continued your career here with us.
It's been fun.
Yeah, and it's fun to hear you, too.
Thank you.
So you know. All right, brother.
God bless you.
And
Thank you.
Game Changers this Sunday. We're paying it and praying it forward. Stay right here.
You deserve a